This is about sort of being on the outside and not being able to get in. I'm on the fray and looking in. And I have taken note of you. I'm sizing down your barricades and all the fences you have made. Why do you guard the things you do? In my sights I see a wall. It's made of stone 10 stories high, with guards on horses and a moat and a small machine gun boat. To get to you I'll probably die. But if I had a catapult, I would fly across that wall, dodging every cannonball, and I would crawl up through the sand just to hold your hand. Now I'm trying to sneak past force fields and laser beams and locks. There's poison darts and trapdoors hidden all throughout the floor. Your heart is like Fort Knox, but what's inside is all the world, with shining light and lovely sounds. It feels so good to be around, and I'm trying really hard. I wish you'd let me be your guard. 'Cause if I had a catapult, I'd fly across that wall, dodging every cannonball, and I would crawl up through the sand just to hold your hand. Well, I don't know, some people might not know the story. Well, I was traveling to the Southwest on a train one time, Amtrak's train, the Southwest Chief. And it was a 2 or 3 day train ride, and so I was kind of wandering around looking for someone to talk to, and I found this girl, and we talked for a while, and she was very sweet, and the train ride went very well, I thought. And then, you know, many years later, I remembered her in a dream, and I looked her up on the internet and decided it would be a good idea to call her. Maybe not a good idea. But she wasn't that interested in talking to me, and I said, Kate, I wrote a song about our experience, you remember? I'll buy the album. Click. Well, I had to go back and write another verse after that.